Radio Chaser is brought to you by Valentine's Day. All the crass commercialism of a real holiday, but without any of the time off work.
2019. You really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Yes, indeed. What better place to spend Valentine's Day than with four married, boring people with children? Zoe Norton Lodge, Charles Firth, Andrew Hansen. My name is Dom Knight. Guys, Valentine's Day, are you feeling the love and the romance?
Dom, I don't know what the sarcasm is. This is sexy radio, the four of us here. I think people are tuning in, you know, getting...
Love tips.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, that's certainly true of the Chaser Shop because our Valentine's gift packs are going off. It is unbelievable. We're in meltdown just selling all our Valentine's gift packs. And the reason why is because we've got gift packs for all different types of people. If you're desperately in love with somebody, we've got a gift pack for you. Or if you're like me and my wife, we've also got a gift pack for you.
Valentine's Day is here again.
Oh, yeah. Thursday's also garbage night.
And Chaser Shop has an overpriced Valentine's gift pack to suit every type of relationship.
Yeah, we don't really do anything like that anymore.
Our bored couples gift pack is the perfect way to spice up your lackluster relationship.
Not really interested.
It consists of a 2-litre bottle of milk you picked up at the convenience store.
No, we do need milk.
And a loaf of bread that they like rather than the bread you prefer.
Oh, that's a nice gesture. Okay.
The bored couples Valentine's gift pack. Show that you've remembered it's Valentine's Day and gone to the minimum effort to acknowledge it.
Actually, I think I'll get the bread I prefer.
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.
Radio Chaser with you on Valentine's Day, a day of buying gifts for your loved one.
Look, I know it is supposed to be a day of buying gift for your loved ones, but I've not bought a gift for my loved one.
Oh.
And this is for a reason, guys. Okay, so... my husband is not a very romantic person, and he never has been. His previous girlfriend to me, when he was going out with her, he was working at a bakery, and it was Valentine's Day, and he was working with another girl, and the girl said to my husband, girl said to Mark, you know, what have you got your girlfriend for Valentine's Day? He said, nothing. And she was like, oh, come on, you got to get her something. He was like, nah, not getting her anything. And eventually this girl felt so sorry for Mark's girlfriend that she bought a cupcake and was like, look, just give her this cupcake, right? Just take it home, give her the cupcake. And Mark was like, oh, all right. Anyway, he takes the cupcake, eats it on the way home.
Oh.
Gets home. She's bought him a guitar.
Oh my God. No.
Yeah. I am not going to be the person standing in the door with a damn guitar receiving nothing. So he's getting absolutely nothing
today. So just join the dots.
So can I just ask, why did they break up?
More to the point, why am I with him?
It sounds like you've married Homer Simpson. He eats the cupcake gift on the way home.
So
are you serious?
I think a pre-eaten cupcake is possibly the worst Valentine's Day gift I've ever heard of. What about you guys?
Cable ties. I was once given by my ex.
She noticed
the cables around the house were a little bit messy and thought I might like to spend a few hours tidying them up.
Dommy, maybe you've misinterpreted quite a sexy gesture. Maybe it was like, Dommy, tie me up with these cable ties.
Oh, man.
They were 2 inches long, but otherwise.
Well, she probably wanted to tie up a certain part of you then with the cable ties.
Happy Valentine's Day. Can you outshit, though, the eaten cupcake, the cable ties? We've got anything else? 1-3-5-3, the worst Valentine's Day present you've ever had.
Well, I once gave a present, which I actually thought was quite good, which was a book of quotes to my now wife. It was the first Valentine's Day that we'd been going out. And it was like, you know, just I got a nice book of quotes, of sort of inspirational quotes. And she thought that giving a book, she said a book is the least romantic thing in the world.
Oh.
And she hated me for it.
But maybe she's illiterate and it's just quite mean. Does she read?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out how dumb she was.
Oh, well, look, that's what a gentleman.
1-3-3-5-3, the shittest Valentine's present you've given or received.
I got given a broom for Valentine's Day once.
Subtle.
Yeah. We'd moved into a new apartment and we didn't have a broom. And so my now wife gave me a broom. Oh,
hold on, maybe she just wanted to invite you into her coven to practice some witchcraft.
It does say it. Did it come with a cauldron as well?
It was a sort of kinky gameplay. Oh, it was. Yes, you're right.
I bet she wanted you to clean up after yourself. 133353 Mark in Cherrybrook. Terrible Valentine's presents. What do you got for us?
All right. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Mate of mine about 10 years ago was a real cheapskate. And we were talking about Valentine's, and I said, mate, you got to get in the shop, buy some flowers. You know, bugger that, they cost too much. He went to a garden, ripped out some flowers, forgot to cut the roots off, burnt them all, and gave them to his girlfriend.
But the wow. So there's no the chance they could possibly be mistaken for proper store-bought flowers.
Oh, that's great. Did he hand them over saying, do you fancy a root?
Hey!
Hey.
I don't know, but I'm glad I wasn't there. I never saw him for a couple of days.
He was probably in hiding.
Maybe he was replanting the flowers. Maybe it was a sort of earthly gesture. Maybe they're still there, blooming for their love. You
I
never
bet
know.
Someone in Sydney's thinking, that's a great idea. I'm going to do that this afternoon on my way home. 133353, can you top it? We'll go to Blake from Gregory Hills. Blake, what's your story about a terrible Valentine's present?
Yeah, mate, it was my old man about 4 or 5 years ago. He'd come home and he goes, hey, what do you reckon? I got this for your mother. And he pulls out an ugly stick brand fishing rod. I said, mate, she would not be impressed with that.
Did he by any chance want a fishing rod at the time?
Sorry, what was that?
Did he want a fishing, like, did he need a fishing rod at the time?
No, he just said it was pink and it was on special.
Oh, that's a good reason to buy anything, really, isn't it? I mean, if it's pink and on special, who could resist? That's what I'm planning to do tonight for my Valentine's Day, is produce something pink and on special.
Did she ever use it? Did she ever use it at all?
No, it's been sitting in the shed for about 5 years with the tag still on it.
Oh, wow. It's a pretty good story. It's much, much better idea than your idea for this afternoon, I think. We'll go finally to Linda here. Hey, Linda, what's your terrible Valentine's present? There we go.
My boyfriend at the time come all excited and had a tattoo, a love heart tattoo with his ex-girlfriend's name in the middle.
What?
What?
Hello, what?
Yeah.
For you?
I went, are you effing joking?
So hang on, this is his gift to you. I'm trying to get my head around this.
Yeah.
Where was it on his body?
On his shoulder blade at the back.
Had he forgotten your name?
Do you have the same name as the ex?
No.
Because it's bad calling out your ex's name during sex, but at the tattoo parlor is even more dangerous, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, he was really excited about showing me, and I thought, you know, oh my God, he's got my name on him.
And is he no?
And it was her name.
Is he no longer your boyfriend?
No. Well, he ended up being my husband. Now he's no longer my husband. No.
Well, I think that's fantastic. I think good for you. Good divorce. Happy divorce, Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's.
Celebrating an excellent divorce.
You're on Triple M. It's Radio Chaser.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Valentine's Day. Surprise your crush with a huge kiss this Valentine's Day. Just don't tell your partner.
Yes, really bringing the special theme today, Valentine's Day. If you are single, sucked in. That's the message from us here at Radio Chaser.
And I'd like to send out a special message to my wife. We're 21 years this year.
Wow, congratulations.
Yep, she's the thing about Amanda is that she's a bit of a feminist.
Why do you say that with a tone?
Well, it's just I was trying to get her a
That's
card.
That's a beautiful thing, right?
Yeah.
A feminist.
No, feminist is great.
Yeah.
But have you ever tried buying a Valentine's card for a feminist? It's impossible. All the cards are too risky. They're too sort of...
What do you mean? You know,
well, in this era of Me Too...
What cards are you buying that are like, me too, like, I'm going to abuse you, happy Valentine's Day? What the hell cards are you buying?
You shouldn't have gone to the Harvey Weinstein online card store.
It's Hallmark, not Harvey Weinstein.
Well, I thought it's probably just safer nowadays in this sort of Me Too era to write my own Valentine's card message, and here it is.
Amanda, I love you till the end of time. Unless you say you no longer wish me to love you, in which case I will respect those boundaries. My heart pounds for you, but only outside of work hours. Inside work hours, I respect you as an equal and see you only as a colleague. You are my world, which really should have more equal representation of women, both in politics and the workplace. Amanda, you complete me, without implying that women need men to be complete, or that you are in some way incomplete. Actually, scratch that idea. That's highly problematic. I lie awake at night thinking of you, but not doing anything. My hands are totally by my side the whole time. Amanda, I love you so much. I will never lure a young actress into my hotel room for a creepy massage in return for roles in Hollywood blockbusters. And I now realise pot plants are just there for decoration. Amanda, I love you to the amount permissible by Twitter and no more.
Radio Chaser, yeah. Triple M.
Time now to look at the bizarre requirements of rock stars.
Backstage Riders.
Yeah, Triple M's all about the rock, and here we take you into the secret world of rock. Zoe, Domi, Charles, I've got a few questions for what our rock stars demand to have backstage. Now, here's one. Can you guess what item does Cher have so many of that she demands an entire room to put them in? What do you think?
Ooh. Ferrets.
That's pretty close, but not quite right.
Based on that video, massive guns.
What are you? Hello, was that a rather
turn back
a rude
time?
Answer?
You're dancing on the gun.
It's got to be shoes, surely.
It's an item of clothing, Charles.
Oh.
But not shoes. Oh. Not shoes.
Blouses.
Wigs is the answer. Come on, wigs.
Oh,
have you seen? Like she changes about. She wears about 413 different wigs every gig. So she has to have, yeah, and not only her dressing room, but a separate room for the wigs, which you would think would probably limit the venues she can perform at to apartment blocks. So now we're over to Adele from the extravagant to the humble. Adele's rider demands what cheap-ass snack is included. Is it some guacamole, some chewing gum, or four cartons of salt, Zoe?
Whoa. Okay, maybe I'm going to guess, is it four cartons of salt? Maybe there's some sort of ritual going on, some sort of like superstitious warm-up, fix my throat with four cartons of salt situation?
Oh, right. Honestly, I see you're thinking. I don't mind that thinking because you're wrong. That's
oh,
not,
it's
not, but Pearl Jam does demand four cartons of salt at
for
every
the satanic
gig.
Rituals. I'm thinking Chewy. She's kind of young, isn't she? Wouldn't
Dominic,
she sort of...
no, yes, it's chewing gum. Yeah, she's kind of young.
I like that you associate chewing gum with the
yeah,
young
people.
That's the yes. oldest man thing you have ever said.
Yeah.
She's young quite
people.
Young. Perhaps she likes the chewing gum.
She calls her albums like 21 or 25 to boast at how young and successful she is.
Oh, 25, so young. There's still chewing gum like a young 25-year-old.
She has teeth and is boasting about these teeth by chewing gum with them.
She's
what a young boaster.
She's Kylie Mole for the pop world, Adele.
Filthy habit, chewing gum. All right, Iggy Pop is last. Which one of these things did... Now, this is a not, okay? Which one of these things did Iggy Pop not demand in his backstage Whoa. Rider? Ham sliced directly off a pig's bottom.
yeah, that.
Like a live
hang
pig?
Hang on. A mannequin with puffy pink pubes. Or no fewer than seven dwarfs, Charles.
Oh, my God. God.
Which did he not include?
Maybe the pink pubes thing.
You are correct, yes. The mannequin with pink pubes was demanded by Lady Gaga in her rider, but Iggy Pop demanded ham sliced directly off of his bottom.
What a lust for life he has.
Well,
is that
was...
is that how it was phrased, or did he call it directly off a pig's bottom?
Yes, that is the actual wording in the rider.
He's so rock.
All right, well, that's a glimpse into backstage riders. Well, I'm off to join Iggy Pop in his dressing room.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's home from earth we go. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Valentine's Day. Show someone they're special by buying them some cheap plastic crap made in China.
Radio Chaser on Triple M for Valentine's Day. And look, when you love something, there's a chance of loss, isn't there, you know?
Mm.
It's part of this life's rich tapestry.
This too shall pass. Everything good comes and goes.
And so it has been with the Mars Opportunity rover.
Oh, yes.
So many good times we've had with that rover. So many great images and breakthroughs. But officially dead overnight. The NASA team have said no more Opportunity. It's all finished after 15 years of service. So nerds the world over are in mourning.
It's devastating. I'm sad. I'm mourning with them. Yeah. I am mourning with them. I'm not too sure what the rover is, but yeah.
And well, it's nobody. Brought us all those pictures of rocks, Zoe. We're not going to see any more rocks. That's really sad. I loved those rocks.
Wait, if I just took a picture of some rocks and sent them to the nerds, would that make everything better?
Yeah, it would make us all very, very happy indeed. If you could do that, that'd be great.
The other rover, Curiosity, that's still there. But anyway, look, it is sad, and no one is sadder, as usual, than our very own Charles Firth, who has travelled to Mars for this historic occasion. Charles, what's Mars like? Charles? Charles Firth, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but there's an 8-minute delay between Mars and Earth, so I won't even hear your question for another 7.5 minutes, and then it'll have to travel back in time to you, which will take another, 8 minutes. Haven't you even seen The Martian?
Oh, yeah. Right. No, thank God. But look, seeing though, Charles, you are actually just sitting in the next room to us on your telephone, pretending to be on Mars. Could you just pretend that you're on Mars for the sake of this piece?
Sure, Andrew, if you want to break the whole realism of this cross, then fine, yeah. But, you know, I used to have a bit more integrity than that.
Let's start this ridiculousness again. Hey, Charles, what's it like on Mars?
Oh, Dom, it's incredible up here. It's very red, very dusty, but above all, incredibly smelly.
It's smelly? Why?
Well, Matt Damon has left all these shits up here. I don't know what is wrong with that guy's digestion, but let's just say they're not going to bottle that fragrance.
Right. Well, have you managed to find the late Opportunity rover, Charles?
Yes, as feared, it does seem to be dead.
Is there any indication of why it's dead? I mean, NASA said the batteries ran out of power, I think.
Yeah, no, Matt Damon, the idiot, left the light on after he parked it and it's totally killed the battery.
Oh, that's terrible. Can you fix it, Charles?
Well, I should be able to jumpstart it, but unfortunately I forgot to bring my jumper leads to Mars. So I've called the NRMA and they are on their way. The app says that they're 90 minutes away. So if it's anything like on Earth, that means they'll get here in about 5 years' time.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Valentine's Day is here again.
Oh, shit.
And Chaser Shop has an overpriced Valentine's gift pack to suit every type of relationship.
You!
If you're in an established relationship, there's no better way to tell someone you really care than by exercising complete control over all aspects of their life.
Go on.
The Jealous Lovers Gift Pack delivers you power of attorney over your sweet Valentine.
Do I get to control everything?
Everything. Their assets, bank accounts, even their medical decisions can all be yours with a simple court order.
So basically, power of life and death.
It's the gift they can't refuse, because legally they can't refuse it.
Well, the law's the law.
This Valentine's Day, show someone you'll be there for them forever, whether they like it or not, by getting them a Jealous Lovers gift pack from the Chaser Shop.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
It's Radio Chaser with you on Valentine's Day, where it's time for
Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss.
Love the suspenseful delay there. So a bunch of new stories here. Zoe, Charles and Andrew, is this Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss? Now, a man has sent his wife the same Valentine's card for 40 years. It's the exact same card.
Oh, cheapskate.
And he writes a little coded note in it every year, just a tiny little coded note.
So hang on.
Is it the same card multiplied, or is it notes again and again on the one physical card?
No, I thought he had 40 cards. No, he's got one card and he just puts a tiny little line in each year that he adds it. It's kind of like in a code.
Well, why is it in code? Is his wife some sort of code breaker from a 1940s war film?
From the Enigma machine. No, I think he thinks it's romantic.
Well, I mean, it's cheap.
It's very cheap. It's a terrible card, too.
And it's a card. It's like, come on, what are they costing you? A couple of bucks? Buy a new card. Yeah. Buy a new card.
Yeah, isn't the card a bit... I mean, what does it look like now? How old is it? 40 years old? Pretty is it a bit creased? Is it
very,
a bit old?
Very brown.
Very brown.
So if you can make something a tradition, that means you can be lazier. I think it's a tip for everyone.
I think this is Cat's Pajamas. I think this guy's a genius because he's convinced he He obviously forgot in year two to get a card. And he's been rolling on that excuse now for another 39 years. He is the greatest genius. We should all tip our hat this Valentine's Day and every Valentine's Day to him.
And maybe when he finally runs out of room, she can get a divorce.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.